Polaris through the ages. On a clear night, if you look into the sky towards true north, you'll notice a star that seems to never change direction. If you're able to find this star, it is called Polaris. Its position seems to be still while the rest of the sky rotates around it. Polaris is one of the most known and most common stars to humanity in this millennium. Some of us know this star as the North Star. When observing it, it seems permanent, like it will always be there and never move. However, Polaris hasn't always been in the same position in our night sky. We call it the North Star because when you look into the cardinal direction of true north in the same altitude above the horizon as your latitude on Earth, this star will shine. Polaris hasn't always been in the same position in our night sky, and it won't always hold that exact spot over thousands of years. Earth's tilt and spin aren't perfect nor exactly straight. Our planet has an axis tilt, and with that motion over long periods of time, that tilt slowly wobbles, kind of like a coin as it wobbles to a stop on the ground. This slow wobble is called precession, and it takes almost 26,000 years or so to make a full circle. Because of the motion, the direction our planet points in space changes, and so does the star closest to true north. If you were to turn back the clock when the ancient Egyptians were building the pyramids, Polaris wasn't the star that they used for directing north. The star that lined up much closer to the North Pole back then was a star called Theuban, which is located in the constellation Draco. Around 2500 BCE, Theuban would have looked almost perfectly steady in the sky. Many archaeologists think the Egyptians used a star like this to help them build the pyramids and other structures with amazing accuracy. Over thousands of years, Earth's wobble slowly moved to the North Pole away from the direction of Theuban, eventually brought it closer to Polaris. Polaris has only been in our North Star for about a couple thousand years, and it reached its closest point to true north just recently in Earth's history, approximately in the early 2000s. The direction our planet is facing in rotation won't stay the same forever. As Earth keeps wobbling slowly, Polaris will drift from our north sky, and in about 12,000 years, the bright star Vega will take its place as the closest star to the Earth's North Pole. So if you look at Polaris tonight, you're catching Earth's direction of north, pointing towards Polaris, in just a moment of a very long cycle in which stars will seem to appear to never move. The sky looks steady to us, as if it was always circling one star, but it isn't. It is always changing. The star that our eyes are on, metaphorically speaking. Little by little, across the ages, civilizations may think the night sky never changes, but in fact, the night sky will not stay the same. Music written and produced by Kenny Mahalich. Western Slope Skies is produced by the Colorado Mesa University Astronomy Club, the Western Slope Dark Sky Coalition, and KVNF Community Radio. This feature was written and voiced by Camden Dotson.
To hear more Western Slope Skies episodes, subscribe to the Western Slope Skies podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.